And at 9 o'clock, we have partly cloudy skies, 56 degrees in Atlantic. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by United Group Insurance with offices in Griswold and Atlantic. In area news, the Iowa Department of Transportation's Creston Construction Office reports bridge construction work continues on eastbound Interstate 80 over the Indian Creek between Pottawatomie County Road M47, or Exit 46, and Cass County Road M56, and that's Exit 51, or about 2 miles east of Walnut, if you will. Beginning on Wednesday, May the 1st, the traffic will be operating in a two-lane, two-way traffic pattern in the westbound lanes of I-80 in the work zone. The open lanes will have a 12-foot, 6-inch width lane restriction in place, and the project is expected to be completed by August 15th. News time is 9:01.
It happens. You listen to the voice telling you about all the money you'll save when you call 1-800-CHEAP-INSURANCE or apply online. So you do it. You think you made a wise choice, and you know your premiums will be the lowest you could find. But did that 800 number voice tell you he'd be there if you had a claim? Or did you read the fine print online? This is Donnie Drennan from United Group Insurance, your allied insurance agents in Atlantic. I hear it all the time from people who tell me they were told how cheap their premiums would be and that they bought the cheap coverage. But when it happened, they were left making phone calls, leaving messages, and playing phone tag. Then when the check came, it didn't come close. The problem is, cheap premiums don't necessarily mean premier service. When you give me the opportunity to serve you, you can trust that I'll do the research and show you a policy from Allied that will give you coverage to help you recover from the financial obstacles that can occur when it happens. Call me today, your Allied insurance agent in Atlantic. United Group Insurance. People you know, people you trust.
A Clarinda boy was listed in serious but stable condition Thursday after he was hit by a car while riding his bicycle. Clarinda Police Chief Keith Brothers reports 8-year-old Brandon Kales was riding a bike across West Tarkio Street at around 6:40 p.m. when he was hit by a 2001 Saturn driven by 48-year-old Carl Race of Coyne, as Race was traveling west in the 800 block of West Tarkio. The boy, who was ejected from his bike during the collision, landed on the road. He was transported to Children's Hospital in Omaha. An investigation revealed that Carl Race was driving under suspension. A report on the Daily Nonpareil says an Atlantic man has lost his coaching authorization after being accused of having an inappropriate relationship with a student at the Missouri Valley High School. Former Mo Valley girls soccer coach Jason Dahlberg's coaching certificate was revoked by the Iowa Board of Educational Examiners. Dahlberg served only as the coach and not a teacher for the Missouri Valley Community School District. He began working for the schools in January of 2012. A complaint was filed with the board that same September, about the same time Dahlberg resigned his position with the district. State documents cited by the paper said the board found evidence that Dahlberg and the girl communicated via text messages and cell phone, and that he took her on an overnight, out-of-state trip. Dahlberg voluntarily surrendered his coaching authorization on April 4th. The next day, the board permanently revoked it. Harrison County Sheriff Patrick Sears says his agency investigated the alleged incidents, but didn't find enough evidence to make an arrest. Leaders of Iowa's 15 community colleges have announced a new partnership with companies to improve the state's manufacturing workforce. Kirkwood Community College President Mick Starcevich says the manufacturing sector is growing in Iowa and badly in need of qualified employees.
So we're going to try to close the skills gap so that the employers have the right jobs from our students when they enroll and when they hire them. That's the key point of all of this.
The new initiative was unveiled Thursday with a press conference at the Iowa City headquarters of ACT, the nonprofit that administers the college assessment exam and other education and career programs. Starcevich said a key component of the Iowa Advanced Manufacturing Consortium involves the National Career Readiness Certificate, which employers use as a screening tool for hiring workers.
And Iowa Workforce Development, with a partnership with ACT, is making these NCRC tests free. So there's no cost, and there used to be a cost that was associated with this. So this will make it possible for anybody to come in off the streets, find out their skill level, and have a better opportunity at getting employed in one of these companies.
A $13 million grant from the U.S. Department of Labor is helping fund the consortium. Kirkwood has already used a portion of the grant money to purchase new equipment for classroom training.
Particularly in the advanced manufacturing field, for our students to be able to learn on the latest and greatest so that they, when they leave here, they can go right into the world of work and they don't need to be trained. That's the key issue with employers right now.
As of March 2012, Iowa's manufacturing firm supplied 215,600 jobs to Iowans, representing a 10.6% of the state's total employment. Members of the Iowa Board of Regents are congratulating President Craig Lang for a successful term despite being rejected by the state Senate for a second term. The board passed a resolution Thursday praising Lang for his vision, expertise, and leadership in helping govern the state's universities and special schools while serving as a regent since 2007. A dairy farmer from Brooklyn, Iowa, Lang will leave the board April 30th after the Democratic-controlled Senate rejected Governor Terry Branstad's appointment of Lang for another six-year term. Democrats were outraged by Lang's handling of a controversy involving the Harkin Institute at Iowa State. The resolution says that Lang helped guide the universities through a financial crisis while keeping tuition affordable. The resolution said that the schools and their commitment to Iowans are stronger than ever. The Board of Regents has approved plans for a new scoreboard and sound system at the University of Iowa's Kinnick Stadium. The board approved the roughly $9 million project at a meeting Thursday in Cedar Falls. Athletic Director Gary Barta said the costs will be covered through athletic department revenue and private contributions. The improvements are expected to be ready in time for the 2013 football season. Barta said the current scoreboard and sound system were installed in 2005 and are obsolete. The project includes a large video display system in the south end zone area, as well as other video displays, game clocks, and ribbon displays. The Board of Regents has approved a plan by Iowa State University to lease 5 apartment buildings and aims to meet increased demand for university housing. Regents on Thursday approved spending $2.7 million to lease space for 503 students in an apartment building known as Legacy Tower. The space will be available beginning with the 2013-2014 school year. The lease decision comes at the time when Iowa State President Steve Leith said he expects another year of record enrollment. Last year, Iowa State enrolled a record 31,040 students. The apartments will be available to non-freshmen or to those at least 19 years of age. First-year students live in residence halls on campus. Former ISU basketball star Royce White is traveling the country advocating for more support for the mentally ill now that an anxiety disorder has kept him from playing in the NBA. White was drafted in the first round last year by Houston, but he has yet to play a single game with the Rockets. During a stop at the Iowa State House on Thursday, White said he was proud that his difficulties have at least sparked a conversation about mental illness.
You know, in my opinion, the greatest thing in the way of mental health progress is the stigma, and the stigma derives from us not having the conversation. You know, anytime the words mental health are said, are leaps and bounds for the mental health community.
White's disorder involves extreme anxiety over air travel, and he and the Houston Rockets are at odds over how to accommodate that. Iowa was White's first stop on a nationwide tour organized by a host of mental health organizations.
And I think a lot of why mental health has the stigma it does is because a lot of us who suffer are worried about our neighbor actually giving back that understanding, and that has to improve, as well as our neighbors have to become more aware of what we deal with and more understanding, too.
The Minnesota native is still confident that he will eventually play in the NBA.
I think that if things don't work out in Houston, which I hope they do, there'll be another team. Odds are good, hopefully, that one out of 32 owners or GMs will understand that mental health is important and that the things that I'm asking for aren't really unreasonable, and they'll allow me a chance to play the game that I love and that I worked hard to be able to get to professional level. So I think it'll happen, but if it didn't happen, that wouldn't shock me either.
State Representative Ruth Ann Gaines, who introduced White at the State House News Conference, said White's struggles inspired her to acknowledge her own battle with mental illness. Gaines, a Democrat from Des Moines, said her anxiety and fear of flying prevented her from being named the 1998 National Teacher of the Year. She said the designation that would have required regular travel. Gaines was a drama teacher in the Des Moines School District for more than 3 decades before being elected to the Iowa House in 2011. White had been playing for the Houston Rockets D-League affiliate in Rio Grande, Texas. The Vipers made the D-League playoffs, but White is not with the team for the playoff run. And Iowa officials have launched a website that highlights the benefits of living in smoke-free environments. The State Department of Public Health said the website provides education, awareness to people who live within multi-unit housing like apartments. The website features sections for tenants, property owners, and managers of multi-unit housing. It provides steps on how to make a home smoke-free. State law prohibits smoking in most public places, but it doesn't cover individual units. Officials say tobacco smoke from one tenant can migrate through walls and ventilation systems to a non-smoker in the same building. The website also lists housing complexes that have smoke-free housing units. And taking a look at national news headlines at this hour, and world news for that matter, there is a denial today from Syria, a day after the Obama administration said U.S. intelligence had varying degrees of confidence that the Bashar Assad regime had used chemical weapons in the country's civil war. One Syrian government official says Assad's military did not and will not use chemical weapons, even if it had them. He instead accused opposition forces of using them in an attack last month on a village near Aleppo. A fiery collision on a highway in Afghanistan has left 45 bus passengers dead. Officials say the bus struck the wreckage of a truck that had been attacked by Taliban insurgents in southern Afghanistan. The oil tanker was left in the middle of the narrow road for several days after the insurgent attack because police considered the area too dangerous to enter. This morning, according to a provincial police chief, the bus smashed into the truck and burst into flames. Emergency crews say a crash between a rural transit bus and a freight train in western Pennsylvania has injured at least 10 people. Those on the bus were being taken to hospitals, some in the Pittsburgh area. Police say they're investigating whether dense fog contributed to that crash. It was not immediately clear if the bus drove into the train or vice versa. Media reports said the bus was carrying people with developmental disabilities as part of a reduced-fee transportation program. And stocks indices are mixed in early trading on Wall Street after the government reported U.S. economic growth that wasn't as strong as economists had forecast. The economy expanded at an annual rate of 2.5% in the first 3 months of this year. That's better than the 0.4% growth rate in the final 3 months of last year, but not as strong as the market had been expecting. KJAN News Time is 9:12.
It happens. You listen to the voice telling you about all the money you'll save when you call 1-800-CHEAP-INSURANCE or apply online. So you do it. You think you made a wise choice, and you know your premiums will be the lowest you could find. But did that 800 number voice tell you he'd be there if you had a claim? Or did you read the fine print online? This is Donnie Drennan from United Group Insurance, your allied insurance agents in Atlantic. I hear it all the time from people who tell me they were told how cheap their premiums would be and that they bought the cheap coverage. But when it happened, they were left making phone calls, leaving messages, and playing phone tag. Then when the check came, it didn't come close. The problem is, cheap premiums don't necessarily mean premier service. When you give me the opportunity to serve you, you can trust that I'll do the research and show you a policy from Allied that will give you coverage to help you recover from the financial obstacles that can occur when it happens. Call me today, your Allied insurance agent in Atlantic. United Group Insurance, people you know, people you trust.
And in the funeral announcements this morning, Thomas William Butcher, age 60, of Guthrie Center, died Tuesday at the new homestead in Guthrie Center. Funeral services for Thomas William Butcher will be held tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Richard Andrews, age 72, of Exira, died Wednesday at Atlantic Nursing and Rehab. Funeral services for Richard Andrews will be tomorrow at 10:30 at Hockenberry Family Care Chapel in Atlantic. Larry Ward Sr., age 73, of Wyota, died Monday at the Cass County Hospital. Graveside services for Larry Ward Sr. will be tomorrow at 2 o'clock at the South Lawn Memory Garden Cemetery in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has the arrangements. Dean Linden, age 62, of Harlan, died April 18th. Graveside services for Dean Linden will be held tomorrow at 3 o'clock in the Harlan Cemetery. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Bobby Stahl, age 81, of Harlan, died Wednesday. Private graveside services for Bobby Stahl will be held tomorrow in the Harlan Cemetery. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. And Gaylord Pauly, age 97, formerly of Harlan, died Tuesday in Las Vegas. Funeral services for Gaylord Pauly will be on Monday at 10:30 at the First Baptist Church in Harlan. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. The news was brought to you by United Group Insurance. People you know, people you trust,